Rav, please.
כן, אני כל הזמן נמצא.
Yes, I am constantly
באיזה מלחציים.
In some vice press. How to explain this more and more so it'll be closer to a person.
וכל פעם יש לי איזה...
And each time I have some pictures of maybe to explain it this way or that way, but nevertheless I don't yet see that we have come all together. Well, it was always difficult for Kabbalists how this matter can be brought closer to people. Depict yourself such a thing. There's the form of the Creator.
Ashpa.
Bestowal.
Tzurat ha-nivra.
And the form of the creature. Reception.
Ve-ha-nivra.
And the creature that wants from his matter, which is reception, the way he's made. He wants to make of himself the form of the creator. The form of bestowal. So he restricts himself completely, as we learn this. We've been through this with you in the study of Ten Sefirot, part one. Also, Pticha prior to that. And he restricts himself. And begins to build from himself the form of the Creator. That is, he opens his will to receive, uses it only to be in the form of bestowal. And this is how he becomes a creature, a created being. That is, he asks the Creator for examples, help, but actually what he wants, and he holds on to that, he stands on that. He insists on the fact that he remains closed and enables himself to do actions that are only similar to the Creator, even though he does them from his will to receive. This is considered to be doing actions in the will to receive in order to bestow. And this is how he grows. From the point of zero. Because he's in Ibul, then Leida, Yenika, Mochin. This is what we learn with you. That the whole path that we advance on is always under the force of bestowal, that we want him to control us, for him to give a shape to the will to receive. And we will advance.
So you wanted three?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Rabash says, he must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good.
I need to depict to myself that that's how it is.
Okay. Although he looks within reason, he sees the opposite.
Meaning he doesn't attain these things, they're not in such a way before him. He just depicts it to himself as if it's that way.
Still, he has to work. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good.
meaning he has two forms, one form, that which he sees truly, and the other, that which he does want to depict, as the creator, his clothing, the whole world, governing the whole world, in good that does good. Yes?
Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Meaning he builds the Creator from himself. A person makes of himself the character, the image of the Creator, to the extent in which he can depict what bestowal is, what good that does good is. And this is how he more and more makes of himself the image of the Creator. Meaning he grows this way and is called Adam. And though he from within is the will to receive, that's his matter, the will to receive. Yet he tries to build from himself the image of the desire to bestow. And then, such behavior of his is called faith above reason. As from within, it comes to him, and this fourth of force of bestowal of faith, which comes from the Creator, is above it. And this is how he behaves outside of himself, meaning above his will to receive. This is actually all our work for the time being. And not to ask for the Creator to be revealed, because then it will be within reason. So the Creator erases all his exertion, certainly, but rather how he can depict the Creator, the way the Creator relates, behaves, that's how he makes of himself. That's what he makes of himself. And this is called faith above reason. I don't see that there are questions. So, well, let's read even the next one, number four. Specifically through faith above reason, meaning even though he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, but the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of the work, and he would have no descents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. Meaning, specifically by resisting the revelation of the Creator, he doesn't want the Creator to obligate him to be revealed in him. Rather, he himself wants to, from zero, in overcoming himself, to build from that the image of the Creator. Then it's as if we have some play-doh, some clay, and we're trying to build from this matter of ours the image of the Creator, the bestower. That's what's happening here. This is why we have tzimtzum, restriction, concealment, haka'ah, a beating, and then only the beating, the image of the Creator that we build from ourselves, which is called a Pertzuf. I'm reading it again. Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning, what does that mean? Meaning, even if he feels darkness on this path, because the Creator is not revealed, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly, and not in the way of concealment, rather the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, the will to receive would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would certainly be easier for him to move further, and to be rewarded with always being in a state of the work. And he would have no descents. Nonetheless, he chooses to go above reason because he himself wants to build truly in the darkness the image of the Creator each time, to think, to understand, to feel, to guess how, what it means to be the Creator, one who bestows in all the opportunities that are revealed to him. To the third one, the third excerpt, we must believe above reason and imagine to himself that as if he has already been rewarded with the faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, as if the Creator is clothing in me, how would I then behave, talk, see, feel, respond, and sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good, if it were to be revealed, and not concealed like now, but revealed, how would I then behave? How would I take on the form of the world? How would I accept it? How would I respond to it? And also, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. That there is no such thing. He should still work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel this in his organs. That's what we need to, that's how we need to manage ourselves, to act that way. That this is how it really is. That the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Therefore, he acquires the importance of the goal, a person does so, and from here derives life. Meaning joy at being nearing to the Creator. And a person can then say that the Creator is good that does good. And he feels that he's bringing him closer somewhat, giving him each time more mind, more of a feeling of understanding how it is in the world, degrees of the revelation of the Creator to the creature. And he feels himself as having the force to say to the Creator, you have chosen us from amongst all the nations, meaning from all the desires you choose the desire to bestow. You have loved us, meaning you bring us closer, those desires in us, and you wanted us. Since he has a reason to give thanks to the Creator for, that the Creator is playing with him this way, governing him, accompanying, attracting him, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. Every day we have, and several times a day, a chance to feel ourselves similar to the Creator. As on one hand, there's the Creator beyond the partition, and the other side, here I am. And I need to build from myself, from the piece of clay, play-doh. I need to make of myself the image of the Creator. And I don't want him to be revealed. Rather, I myself
בונה אותו.
Build him.
זה בעצם עבודת האדם.
That's actually the work of man. See how special this work is.
אנחנו לא נותנים את זה, לא מוסרים את זה לבורא לעשות.
Yes, we don't give this to the Creator to do, but rather want to do ourselves this way, on our own. So I stand on the other side of the partition, and I begin from that piece of Play-Doh, let's say, of myself, to build myself, such that everything I build will all be, even the smallest thing that I begin to build, will be in the form of Bestow. And then I need to think, what is the Creator? What are his qualities, his desires, the intentions, actions, and how do I need to build myself in this? I myself don't exist yet, but I want to build myself this way from that piece of Plato that's before me. And then a person makes from himself an Adam, one who resembles the Creator. That's our work. That's how the Creator wants us to come to identification, equivalence, to completely resemble Him.
Rabash says, when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason,
meaning he's not looking at anything. He doesn't want the Creator to be revealed. He doesn't want this. He wants the Creator to remain in concealment. This is considered that he restricts himself, puts a masach, and says, thus far, I don't want. I want to understand, to feel, to think how I would resemble the Creator, this form I want to make of myself. This is considered that he does a restriction completely upon himself and begins to be built resembling the Creator.
And believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibu, conception. When he has no mouth, Ibu means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted Katnut possible.
But he has nothing. He starts from zero. He wants his will to receive, to be revealed, and begin to be apparent only under the condition that it will be in Bestow.
It's called Ibur. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinim, judgments. As it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut, above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants.
Meaning what the will to receive wants to do from my matter, from the qualities, from the habits. I do a restriction upon them, and I want to build from them only that which is similar to the Creator. That's what it's considered, that I grow as an ubar, as an embryo.
And this is called Ibur, which is the more restricted katnut possible.
That's how a person slowly begins to grow, where he doesn't do anything, but rather only a little more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more bestow on his behalf. And that's how it's considered that he is growing.
Beseder?
Okay. 6.
Rabash says, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount, that is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance.
Since in the beginning a person restricts himself completely where nothing remains except for that point that the Creator created in him, which is called the point in the heart, which can grow, and around it all kinds of qualities can grow, forms that are similar to the Creator, forms in order to bestow. And then around that point, something will accumulate just like a flesh that will go around and become flesh. And from that, a spiritual fetus will be born. Meaning something that is similar to the Creator can grow around the first reshimo that's in a person.
And overcoming means to take a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance, taking a part of the vessel of reception and adding it to the vessel of bestowal. It's like the masach, which we must put on the oviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason.
We need to accept it as a fact that the Creator awakes in us all kinds of thoughts and desires to myself, and that He awakens in me. And all of this on purpose is measured exactly according to my degree, so that I will be able to make the form of bestowal upon it. Therefore, what's revealed in me in order to receive that I want this and this and this, that's exactly that package of the will to receive that is being revealed right now, upon which I can, just like a sculpture, to make the form of Adam, the form of bestowal.
This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that he now has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
Sadna.
Workshop.
Ech anachnu.
How
mekablim et
receive
machshavot veratzonot shemitorerot
the thoughts and desires each time that awaken in us
shemitorerot banu ve
that awaken in us and build through this the image of the Creator. How, upon what is awakened in us, how do we from that build the image of the Creator?
Bakasha, sadna.
Please.
To reality.
Rav, how do we, by each of us, let's say I am in the 10, without the 10 I'm not capable of doing this, but when I'm in the 10 and I try to do acts of bestowal towards them and receive examples in return back to me, and again try with them to enter into some interaction, some mutual connection, I to bestow to them and them bestowing to me, and how in this mutual way can we find some form for the time being that is somewhat similar to the Creator. And this way, each time we continue all more and more and more until we start to reveal between us that we built some interrelationship system of bestowal, which begins to take on a spirit of life. It begins to get vitality from itself, something additional from us, from the members of the group. And this additional thing, we begin to reveal the Creator. That's the Creator. The fact that you made me. How, by such interaction, connection between us, in this mutual influence back and forth to one another, do we come to a common form which will be called Bore, the Creator? Workshop, please. You talk. This will be disclosed on its own. The main thing is to talk and seek. And then you see that the friends are already playing in this. Rav, how do I every moment feel myself towards the society? Either I am indifferent towards them and don't feel them, or I want to repulse them, or I want to bring them closer. And I'm each time in all kinds of this whirlpool of feelings, and want to arrange from all these feelings something more, a certain system, an interactive system that operates each time in movement, grows each time in different connections within them. How do I look all the time at what we're building in the 10, so that from that the image of the Creator will emerge? That we don't want to discover the Creator, we want to build Him in accordance with the extent in which all of us can depict Him together between us. How do we arrange our society such that it will be in the image of the Creator? Above those calm states that are of good. Rav, if we can each say about the 10 that one feels that there something which is the example of the Creator, some image of the Creator, we won't feel Him and we won't reveal Him in any other way. Only in the connection between us. As a result of the correct connection between us. Do we already have that right connection between us that we are discovering Him? Or maybe the opposite form of Him. Quarrels, problems, clashes that are such that if we could just flip them, invert them, we would already feel that if we flip them, we will receive the character of the Creator, the image of the Creator. A thing and its opposite. Concealment and revelation in the relations between us.
Would want, but we can't do it any other way.
Rav, how do I, relative to the 10, try to complement what is missing from the behalf of the Creator? How do I, in my attitude towards the 10, do I complete in my attitude, in my relations, so it will be all the way to the point where it will be the image of the Creator? I wanted to ask, we learned about faith above reason. How do we use this in order to do all those actions that you talked about in the questions? What is our work in faith above reason? How does that work help us attain mutual bestowal between us, inside of us?
that we want between us to build such relationships that will be called the Creator. Come and see. There is no other way to discover the Creator if not through the relationships between us. The desires to receive that will be relating to each other in order to bestow. That's the only way.
And where does rising above reason, what does that action give us, what does it help us?
Because we're doing these actions of mutual bestowal above our will to receive, that everyone is restricting his will to receive and uses it only in order to bestow to the others above it, to the friends.
Yes, dear Rav, you gave many points towards this work in faith above reason. The simplest thing, when I start the work from darkness without understanding anything, what do I need to do first of all and afterwards in order to move immediately to that form of resembling the Creator?
What do you begin when you begin to shape the sculpture? What do you start from?
From the general thought, from the idea.
So what we're capable of, that's what we start doing. We have to build a ten that will be in mutual bestowal, that there will be such laws and shapes and connections between us in the ten that we will shape the image of the Creator until He appears between us in full, until our ten will expand to the boundaries of the whole of humanity, and everyone will know me from the greatest to the littlest, and my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations, that we will be the house where the Creator appears, such a kli. That's how we build it.
You also put this criteria in the beginning that I need to want it not in order to reveal, but to be independent.
Of course, because we want to build the Creator out of ourselves. So we even resist His revelation. We want to discover Him through our matter. Of course.
So I must hold on to that thought all the time, that it's a kind of restriction, right? That I don't want it to be revealed?
This is called restriction, yes. I don't want to discover the Creator. I myself want to build His image from me. I want to be Adam.
Хорошо, я для себя не хочу, чтобы Творец раскрывался. А когда я хочу попросить для товарищей.
Okay, so I don't want the Creator to be revealed for me. I want to ask for someone else, for the friends.
No, in the connection between me and others, I want to make such a network of connection between us that this will be called the Creator. Bore, come and see. That this will be called divinity. Our corrected network of connection will be called the Shekhinah, divinity. And in it, we'll discover the force that enlivens it, that animates it. And this is called the Creator.
But
if I ask for my friends, I'm asking for them, that's above my desire?
Sure, we all want to be above the Tzimtzum. We don't want to discover the Creator, we want to build the Creator. As it says, you have made me. That's it. By that, we come to the level of Adam. By that, we will grow, we will feel, we will become the masters.
What is that existence above our desire, both egoistically and even above the desire to reveal the Creator? Is this some kind of effort above ourselves? How can...
Between us, it's between us, not in each and every one of us. Between us, there are these shapes of bestowal that are truly in the connection between us, between one to the other, outside of ourselves, outside of the egoistic personal will to receive in each one. And so in these shapes that are outside of us, that we compose, we put together this network of mutual connection. And
Rav, da quello che tu dici, la sensazione è come se noi
fossimo. Rav, from what you're saying, the feeling is as if we're already in the revelation of the Creator, but we don't manage to notice this, as if we're in a fog. So the question is, how from this fog do we slowly, slowly come to focus?
When you build between you such a system of mutual bestowal, that it begins to live on its own, and then it begins to hold you. This is called that the cabinet holds its carriers. That's how it'll be. In the meantime, just keep going. Okay. All right. Unity 1.
Как во время семинара правильно держать связь с советами Рабаша?
How during the workshop can you hold on to the connection with the counsels of Rabash, so that the answers will be on one hand from the Rabash, on the other hand from the connection in the Ten?
That's just bit by bit, by through experience. Read what he writes as much as possible. All of the quotes that we're giving you here, you need to read them several times a day. Peter 3.
About that work that we, when you have negative feeling towards the Ten, we all correct it together towards something positive and grow. It turns out that it's like several moments a day, these meetings.
I can be in this all day. Why do I need to? I need to hear the friends or listen to them. I'm with them in inner dialogue. Inner dialogue. Let's say you're angry at someone, fighting with someone, so you always try to prove something to him, right? And you talk to him all the time as if, so that's how you need to be with the friends, only in a positive way, if possible. Moscow 3.
Вот то вера выше знания, о котором мы сейчас прочитали, это же...
Faith above reason that we just read about. That's what Rabash is writing when he talks about accepting the friends in perfection. And then to see his merits and not his faults in reason as a means.
This is all true, but first I have to see that I look at him negatively and then overcome that and try to see him positively. New York 3.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Когда мы вот собираем эту мозаику, вот присоединяя к себе
желания товарищей, gather, collect this mosaic and connect the connection, the desires of the friends. We don't know which picture will be revealed in the end. We need to depict something to ourselves. Is that what we call faith above reason, that we're continuing to connect without knowing how the Creator will be revealed?
I build the correct form out of the incorrect form that appears as much as it appears. I each time want to shape, to establish a more accurate form of bestowal. That's how we work. So we have to each time receive this broken kli and correct it to some extent. This is how it works. Belarus.
Раб, вот возникает сейчас вопрос еще раз. А что правильно просить у Творца?
Rav, a question rises once again about what is it right to ask the Creator for in order to bring Him contentment?
We only ask the Creator for one thing, force of bestowal, because we lack nothing besides just force of bestowal so that we can build the right relationship between us and from
Творец, отдача, это вроде бы свойства одни и те же, но почему-то ты слышишь как бы это разное.
Creator, bestowal seems like equal qualities, but each time you hear it differently, as if there's no
вопрос.
Something common, it kind of like flips.
The Creator is the general force of nature, the governing force of nature that appears to us as a force of bestowal. And for us, we want to resemble what we can with our force of reception, so it resembles the force of bestowal. And in order to do that, we need to connect between us opposite to our force of reception and try to be as one, which is also opposite to our force of reception, and begin to work for the others. Meaning, in the meantime, between us, opposite our force of reception, and so on and so forth. Continuously above our force of reception. Haifa 2.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, who complements, who completes, and in what way do I complete that gap between my desires and the image of the Creator that we want to build?
I don't complete, I build this above that, above the my will to receive, that I don't use it in order to receive and I only use it in order to bestow, in the opposite manner, where I prefer the friend's desire to my own. This is called make your desire as his desire. And in such a way, I develop in me, out of my will to receive, a force of bestowal, a desire to bestow above that, through tzimtzum, masach, or chuzah. And that's how I connect to the friends. And this way, I build outside of me the network of connection between us, and that's called potzuf.
Rav, tell me, please, from what is it built, and what is that place that we come to the form, this common form?
This place is the place of mutual bestowal between all the
friends.
How would read again?
Again, Rabash says, if he merited and was given a thought to engage in the secrets of Torah, though he doesn't understand one word of what's written there, nevertheless, it is a great reward, as he is adhered now during the study in the internality of the Torah. Meaning he believes that they're speaking only of godly matters. And he has a place to deepen his thoughts, since all I'm studying is from the holy names, If so, this will certainly be a great reward for me. Hence, I have nothing to do but to thank and praise the Creator.
Yes, we have to try to feel ourselves as truly unique. There are billions of people in the world, and I'm one of them, one of 8 billion people. So, in what kind of opportunity, what kind of percentage do I fall into that the Creator chose me and gave me an opportunity to discover Him, to reveal Him, to learn about creation? Who am I that I was chosen for it? And also my friends with whom I can discover the Creator, how He chose one by one, selected them carefully with tweezers, picked them out, and I have to focus on them that He picked and not others, meaning there's something in them where even though I don't see what's unique in them, but the Creator probably does. And that's why He brings us together, that each of us is compatible to the others, and that's why we are together, and it's not by accident. So we have to thank the Creator, thank the friends, the group, everyone. And with that force, let's enter.
Meaning unlimited and without and unrestricted. Again, the Ari says, the light of Ein Sof surrounds and influences the Igul from afar. The Ein Sof surrounds and revolves it from all sides, because it too is like an Igul around it and far from it. The illumination of Ein Sof in the emanated must only come through this line, this kav, since if the Or had come to them through their surroundings as well, the emanated would have been like the emanator himself, without a gvul, unlimited, and without a katzeh, unrestricted.
So the Creator created the emanations in such a way that they are limited, that they can only feel Him through a line, kav, through a special kind of relationship with the Creator. Because He yearns to see the created beings, the emanations, grow.
Again, Yosef, what's the difference between a circle and a line on our behalf? Rav, what did he say in contradiction? Oren, what's the difference between the line and the circle on our behalf? Rav, we need to understand that according to our nature, we are created as circles, and we need to behave as a line. PT 13.
We heard that by nature we are built as a circle and we have to behave as a line. What does it mean to behave as a line?
Kav means as much as I can bestow to the host, to that extent I can receive from the host. Clear?
A connected 10, is it the form of a circle or a line?
A 10 which is connected wants to be in a circle between them, which means that they're equal, that they have no limitations to what they find in them, but towards the Creator, their form is a line because they can't be limitless compared to the Creator. That's why between them they're in a circle, and towards the Creator they're in a line. Also, that's the way towards the other groups. Between them, they want to be in a circle. They try to be in a circle. And through that, they build relationships with the others as a line. That's the line of
So that's a person's relation to the friends in the ten? He's like a line and the ten is like a circle?
It can't be like a kav. Kav is already the establishment of the connection. He himself, how can he be a connection? But let's say the approach is right. Kiev 1.
Ни в одном из миров, которые корнями не уходили бы в эти 10 сферот и гулим. Это имеется в виду, что вообще любое состояние уходит
в этом мире. What does it mean in every state, even in our world?
We are built according to the 10 sferot of the gulim, of the circles. But whoever can be connected to the others by bestowing to them, he already builds himself as a kav. And Gemar Tikkun is that all of the created beings, even the still vegetative and animate, they will also be organized according to the kav, the line, that everyone is bestowing to the Creator by all connecting to the degree of Adam.
Las formas descritas,
thank you,
como Kav y Gol, ¿cómo se relacionan con el trabajo de recepción de luz en la decena?
Forms that are written as line and circle, how are they connected to the work of receiving the light in a ten?
The circle means without any checking, without any criticism, just like a baby takes from his mother, just receives it. A line means like a person who sits before the host, and that's why it calculates how much can he receive and how much not to. That's the difference between Kav and Igul. That's it. We have to reach to a state that we have no limitations between us. All friends are in a circle. We're all open towards one another as if we're on one desire. But towards the Creator, we organize a circle.
Turki free.
To every person in the world. So, there's a reason why it's written Peace in the World. That's the title. Because you can really explain it to every single one. It's not simple. It's not simple to understand it because we are very opposite in our relation to the world from what he writes. But it's still not spirituality. It's not spirituality. It's not about reason. It's not to attain the Creator. It's about how to build in every place, in every society, in every country, how to build a good society that can really, so people can really enjoy life and develop and have children and have a decent, normal life. So we should relate to this article very seriously because we are in a situation where the world has become round and these pandemics and the troubles that are just waiting to erupt in the world will not go away until we show the right attitude to life. He's not talking about Kabbalists here. Look at how we still don't understand where we are. Baal HaSulam is not speaking about Kabbalists here. He's not talking about attaining the Creator. He's talking about how to build a society, a corporeal society, people. It doesn't matter if it's in Turkey or Santiago, California, New York, Haifa, wherever. How to build a society, humanity, in such a way that they don't eat each other like animals, but live well and nice without any wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it's about. Do you understand where we are? We are in the last generation where we have to explain to the whole world what's the right way to live. This is why this article is so important. And we still don't understand how to approach it. Look at how we, too, are so idiots that we don't understand what's required of us from ordinary people, not Kabbalists. Now, we are before the part in the article that talks about practical difficulties in determining the truth. Why don't you want to study correctly? The right way to learn, how to approach what Kabbalists are writing, how to understand what they're writing, what it's about. I'm explaining to you in crystal clear words and you don't want to hear. You're asking what will happen at the end of the article or about attaining the Creator. Now you'll start asking me about faith above reason. It's irrelevant here. What's relevant is how people can organize their societies everywhere on earth, completely regardless of the wisdom of Kabbalah, unrelated. Baal HaSulam even went to Poland to speak to workers there. They had a revolution there. There was a special time. He went there to explain to them how to build the country after the revolution so they would succeed. So what, did he go to Kabbalists? No. He was a revolutionary. He was a man who wanted to build it in practice. He spoke to ordinary people. So again, in peace in the world, we're speaking only about what we should tell regular people. We're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah here. We're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is why it's so important to us. Because with this article, once we learn it thoroughly, divided into small portions, we'll be able to go out with it and disseminate in the broadest way and explain that this is what we should do and everyone will be happy. Without any wisdom of Kabbalah or faith above reason.
California.
I'm asking you to read this article from the beginning up to this title of the practical difficulties, because tomorrow we'll continue. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why is it important for Kabbalists to organize human society?
Because precisely through the human society, we bring contentment to the Creator. Precisely by that. Because the Creator wants to arrange all of humanity so it is attached to Him. He doesn't enjoy having the Bnei Baruch group or some other groups that come, that approach him and want to bestow contentment upon him, they are only an instrument. He's telling us what Israel are. They are only an instrument to connect all of humanity to the Creator, but the Creator enjoys specifically all of humanity that turns to Him, yearns for Him, and connects to Him. This is why we have to understand that our work is mainly, especially in the sixth millennium, to disseminate the method of connecting to the Creator to all of humanity. This is what the Creator expects of us. And according to this, He weighs how successful we are in this and successful in general. We think we have to bring Him contentment. We have to bring Him contentment by bringing to Him all the people in the world. That's it. Only. And therefore, if we connect all the people to the Creator, this is our work. This is what we have to do. So please think about it well. So the article Peace in the World that talks about it is exactly going in according to our direction.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Следовали понимать эту статью?
Раф.
Алгоритм для построения справедливого общества, где...
Can we understand this article as like an algorithm to building a society where each one can live in a good way? So how can we perform this simple algorithm so every person can understand it? Just understand what to do for him to feel good in society.
That's exactly what I hope we will do, that we will study thoroughly, divide it, split it, analyze and synthesize everything Baal HaSulam is writing here. And as a result, perhaps we will be able to open up some more, penetrate deeper into the article and understand what we have to do in order to do it, to carry it out. Yes.
All right,
PT25.
Maybe to prepare ourselves for this reading of the article, you can focus us, because he's not saying clearly in the article how the system that he's about to present, except for organizing the relationships in human society, how will it help a person know the Creator and be adhered to Him, which is the true purpose behind creation?
We don't need it. We don't need to talk about the Creator with people who don't have points in the heart. We don't need to speak to humanity about the Creator. Nobody needs Him. But by connecting among themselves correctly, not just in order to survive, but to have a good life, they will discover that the form of connection between them is called Creator. Without yearning for it in advance, because they didn't have and don't have a Rishimo for yearning to the Creator. You're working in order to discover the upper force. They want to discover that this life is good. And as a result, by revealing a good life, they'll discover that this is called the Creator. And actually, it's not more than that. It is not more than that. The power of connection between us that connects all of us in mutual bestowal completely is called the Creator, the upper force. This is what you have to pray to, meaning ask, yearn for, to bring it closer to you. And nothing else is required of you. Everything else is idol worship.
So these qualities that he's presenting towards us, a system, it's different than what they invented in like communism or other places, because it will bring humanity to the feeling of the good from the Creator, and that the Creator does agree.
Not the Creator. Why are you thinking about the Creator? Stop thinking about the Creator. The Creator doesn't exist without a created being. You have to arrange the created beings in such a way that the upper force that connects them will be revealed in them. They will discover it. Once they all connect together, they will understand that there is such a higher force in nature that came before them. But after they discover it among them,